Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi. I'm calling because I have a charge on my card, and it's got this phone number from about a month ago, and I've not received anything, so I want to know who you are or why I have a charge on my card.
Okay, I can check and see if I have you in the system. One moment. Okay, what's your first and last name, please?
Jose, J-O-S-E, Delgadillo.
Spell the last name, please.
D-E-L-G-A-D-I-L-L-O.
Thank you. Okay, I do have an account pulled up. And could you verify your address?
P.O. Box 2004, Eagle Pass, Texas.
Okay, now this pulled up an account in Chicago. Hold on for one moment. Let's see. One moment. Okay, what's your email address?
DelgadilloJB7@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, so it did pull up the correct account, and it looks like you ordered a toolbox. Hold on for a second. Apologize for the delay.
That's fine.
Trying to get to the next page, and it's just loading. Okay, finally. So it looks like you ordered the toolbox.
That sounds about right, but so where is it?
And what happened? Let's see. One moment. Okay, so it looks like you ordered the toolbox. You paid the $5.74. It put you in a What is it? Hold on for one moment. It put you in a sweepstakes drawing. Now the $56.95, that's for the shopping membership where you receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
I'm sorry, what is that again?
Well, the toolbox, that was an entry for you to receive a sweepstakes entry for the toolbox. And then it also signed you up for a shopping membership where you receive a $125 voucher where you would be able to shop at the discount store online.
Okay, so where is the voucher?
Well, the voucher would be in your email address, but I do show the charge was declined. Let's see. Yes, we attempted to bill you, it looks like, on the 23rd of June and a 22nd and a 21st. So the account might be, looks like your account was refunded back in May. Hold on for one moment. Oh, no, no. You know what? I'm sorry. Hold on. I have both accounts pulled up, the one that was the Chicago address. So let me get out of that one. Hold on for a second so I can give you the correct information. One moment. because when you gave me your name, it pulled up an account in Chicago, but you're in Texas, so let me get rid of that. Hold on, let me see. Texas. Okay, I want to make sure I have the Texas account pulled up and not the Chicago. Okay. All right, so yes. So the information for the voucher, it should be in your email. Let's see, where is it going to come from? It's going to say something like Consumer Direct Savings.
And when was it emailed to me?
Well, I showed that you were billed the $56.95 on the 19th of June. Now the account is still active. Did you want to remain a member to continue to receive the vouchers monthly?
No. Cancel that, whatever that is. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, I did cancel out the account. And then I can provide you with the cancellation number so you'll have it for your records. The cancellation number is going to be C for cancel, 260-671-836.
Okay, I'm looking through my emails and I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm. You see anything that says Consumer Direct Savings?
No, I don't.
Check your spam or junk mail.
Nope, I checked both. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in there for those dates. Nothing for the rest of the month of June anyway.
Okay, I can have it resent. Send it to corporate to resend it if you're stating you didn't receive it.
Yeah, I did not receive it.
Okay, I'm going to forward the request over to corporate.
I just don't want to be charged again.
No, the account's canceled.
Okay.
Okay, you're all set.
So then I should be...
The account's canceled, and I'm going to forward the request to corporate that you said you looked in your email and you didn't see the voucher.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.